Like it or not, masks have become a part of our everyday lives, but some people have decided they want them to be more than functional. Santa Barbara artist Georgiana Alex says they can also be fashionable.
The masks are here to stay, and people want to do something more with them.
A Central Coast museum is looking at face masks as a form of art. The Art of Face Masks is the first ever virtual art exhibition created by Solvang's Elverhoy Museum. It features the works of more than a dozen Santa Barbara County artists.
We all started working from home. I did an Instagram post about face masks that I had gotten from my sister-in-law and mentioned in there, you know, I wonder what the Art of Dress artists are doing during this time. And the Art of Dress was an exhibition that we showcased a year ago that brought together 20 artists from mostly the Santa Barbara area exploring fashion and textile art. So it turns out many of these artists were already doing masks.
Jody Williams is the Elverhoy Museum's assistant director. She curated the Art of Face Masks exhibition and talks about what you'll see in the online show.
They are going to see some history about the face mask, how they have been used as a health tool. So the masks in the exhibition are non-functional and functional. Some of these artists have been very busy producing beautiful hand-printed, hand-dyed masks that then they have been giving to family members, neighbors, sending to hospitals to keep people safe. And then another half of the artists in the exhibition took it to a more kind of conceptual and abstract level.
A group of local artists embraced the idea.
People just responded in a really interesting, creative way. Basically from R.T. Livingston, she's a conceptual artist, to Isabella Kelly, who works at the Fowler and is very creative. And her mother, Colleen Kelly, is an artist here in town. And it's just everyone just jumped in.
Artist Georgiana Alex.
Linda Pearl, what she's been doing is all these botanical dyed materials. She just told me the other day she can't stop making masks. So she's making masks and just sending them arbitrarily out to her friends and family. Margaret Mattson, she's the one that's made about 250. She just sent off 50 to the University of San Francisco Hospital so that parents could wear masks when they visit their children.
Alex talks about her work in the show.
I've been working with vintage Japanese kimono fabric for over 30 years. Now I've been picking up my floor waste, throwing it in the shredder, and then taking that shredded material and reconstructing it, and then that's what I used for my mask.
Jody Williams with the museum says it just makes sense that if we have to wear masks, some people are going to want them to be stylish enough to go with a blouse or dress.
We are wearing these to keep us safe, so I would never want to diminish the role that this face mask is playing in society right now, to say, hey, this is such a great way to show that I care about you. I care about my neighbor. I want to keep you safe. I want to keep me safe.
At the same time, there's no reason if we're going to wear a mask to protect others, why not do it with style?
Exactly. I mean, all the face masks I have are all with cute fabrics, and, you know, I want them in different colors. So if I'm wearing this outfit, so it's definitely, and it's, you know, I think it's great to have fun with it.
Artist Georgiana Alex talks about what she hopes people get from the exhibition.
The idea that artists, it's almost like a calling for them to be creative no matter what the world has to offer. It's an outlet and an expression, and also, in some cases, a functional piece of work that can be worn.
The Art of Face Masks is online now. You can find a link to it on our website, kclu.org. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.